Today's shiur in the Din Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah. We're still in the middle of Siman Tav Tzadik Ches, a beautiful Siman discussing the halachos of Shechita on Yontif. And we begin at the very top line with Sif Tes Zayin. The Mechaber tells us, Hichnis Ofar Harbe, if a person brought a lot of dirt into his house before Yontif, Lebeso, into his house, Letzorach Yinoso, but this dirt was for the specific purpose that he would go take it out to his garden and use it for his garden. His garden needed dirt for whatever the reason. However, the dirt is Vehu Konos B'Mokom Echod. It's in your house and it's in one place. So it's piled up in one place. In this situation, Mutu L'Chasos Bo, then you can take some of this dirt and use it for Kisi Adam. Because Shekos Manshu Tzobar, when it's all piled together in one place like that, it essentially means Daito Olav, his mind is on it to do with it, Lekol Mashi Yitzorich, whatever he might have needs for dirt, including Kisui Adam. However, Avolim Hichnis Melo Kupa Letzorech Kinoso Lo. But if he only brought in a small amount, put in a little box, Melo Kupa's worth, and it's really brought in for the purposes of his garden, then since he only had a little bit over here, he didn't intend to use it for other purposes. He just brought in a little bit for his garden. In this situation, he would not be allowed to use it for kisui adam. So let's look now at the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Peyalef. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, Hainu, in this situation, when he brought in this big pile of dirt, his original intention was he was going to go and put it out in his garden and spread it out over there to add additional dirt to his garden. And therefore, lekach dafka imhu offer harbe. And therefore, the only reason why you're allowed to use it for kisui adam is if you brought in so much dirt. Umishum dekos manshu tzobe v'chulei. There's a lot of dirt, and it's all piled up in one place. So therefore, mistama, he still has in mind to do with it whatever he would like. As we said, daito all of the chomashi yitzdarech. However, avlam rak mi leku pasul. But if you just brought in a little box worth, lo, then you can't go and say he mistama wants to use it for whatever he wants, because he said I'm bringing it in here to spread out in my garden. And vafilu he nicham bekeren zavis lo mahane. If he put it in a corner, which would say that he's designating it over there for something, he put it into the corner. He didn't just spread it out in his house. Even in that situation, if it's only a little bit, you can't say that he wants to use it for whatever he wanted. As opposed to Masha Enkein b'sifyut zayin, as we're going to learn in a moment in sifyut zayin, if somebody brings it into his house, hichnis labayis stam b'stam, without specifying that he's going to use it in the garden, then even if it's only a little bit, afilu maloku paso, he just has a little box worth of dirt. Mutter, kishiyichilo keren zavis. In that situation, we would allow him to use it for other purposes because he designated a corner for it. In other words, he put it aside, and therefore he's reserving the right to use it for something else. As we'll learn in a moment in Sifyud Zayin. Now, that's the first more machmer opinion over here that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. He then brings down the Yesh Mna Poskim. He brings down in the Shaaretz Zion Os Kuf Beis that this is the opinion of the Graz based upon the Beis Yosef, his understanding of the Beis Yosef, and also the Birki Yosef, the name of his Zaydi, in the B'Shem Zikno. However, the Chofetz Chaim says he doesn't really like this Pshat, the Dochach. He says this is a Dochach Pshat, and in any event, he prefers the first Pshat, as we'll see. But the second Pshat, the Yesh Mna Poskim, Shesovin, there is this opinion in the poskim that says the dafka im hichnis liginosu mamish, if you specifically brought it in for your garden, then you're not allowed to use it for kisui adam. Daz amrinan, then we say im humuad, if it's only a little bit, melo kupa, a little box is worth, uchayotze, a small amount, batel gabi karkagina, it's batel to the dirt in the garden. But if he didn't put it into the garden, he actually brought it into his house or into his chotzer, not into the garden. So according to this Makel opinion, even though he only brought in a little bit, since he didn't put it in the garden, since he designated a separate place for it, it doesn't take it out of potential use for kisui adam. Now, the reason why the Chofetz Chaim doesn't like this, because he continues in Os Kuf Beis, that this is Dochak over here to say that it didn't mean the house. When it said he brought it into the house, it meant into the garden. But if he brought it into the house, it would be okay. So that's why the Chofetz Chaim doesn't like this second more makeup shot. Sivkot and Pei Beis, Mishnah Berurah says, even though you piled it up in one place, Rotzu Lomar, Shalosha Tocham Adayin Apnei Ginosu, you piled it up in your house in one place, and you haven't spread it out in your garden. El Munochem Leis Ato, it's still in this big pile. So he said, if you have a lot, so then you've essentially reserved the right to use it for anything that you want. But if you put it in your garden, then you certainly can't say you reserve the right to use it for what you want because you put it out in your garden. And likewise, if it was a small amount, you can't say that you're allowed to use it for whatever you want. Sivkon Pei Gimel, but The Mishnah Berurah is explaining the Mechaber who said, if you did bring in a lot and you put it into a pile in your house, so then you could use it for Kisui Adam. And he says, this is so mutter that even l'chatchila you could shecht al das offers there based upon having this type of dirt to do Kisui Adam. As the Mechaber himself tells us, that as long as you have over here the dirt, so you'd be allowed to go and use it. As long as it's piled up. Because the Achronim add, the Siv Zeh Mayre Gam Kain B'Shohoyo Ha'ofor Tichoach K'mo Ahid the Siv Yadala. We're talking here about it's loose dirt. Because if it wasn't loose dirt, Ha'lav Ha'chi Asul L'Chazazbo. If it was a clumps of dirt, then you wouldn't be allowed to use it. Because you'd have to go and break it up, and that would be a problem of tchina. And to go and shech l'chatchila, or to use this dirt for anything else, it must be loose dirt, so much loose, so that it won't make any sort of a hole when you take some of this dirt out. Otherwise, you have all the problems that we learned in yesterday's year about making a hole. Siv Katan Pei Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's reserved, essentially, if it's piled up in a large amount over here in your house, it's reserved, daito olav l'chol mashi yitztarech, u'mashma d'l'chol tashvish mutter. And this implies, the Mishnah says, for any usage that you want, including kisui adam. However, there are other poskim that say, not. The yesh poskim shikosu. There are those poskim that say, in this situation, shelo hitiru elin kisui shutzorech mitzvah, that the only other purpose you can use for this dirt, other than you brought it in to put it out in your garden. So the only other purpose you could use it for would be kisui adam, because that's a mitzvah. Avo l'shar tashmishim, lo. But if you need it, for example, to cover up a dirty diaper, they had an accident on their dirt floor, so then you wouldn't be allowed to use this dirt to cover that up. V'afilu l'inyan kisui, and even for kisui adam, it's dafko di'evet. According to this more machmir opinion, it would only be if you had already shechted, then you can use this dirt, but not lechatchila. You couldn't use this lechatchila, according to this more machmir opinion, and this is different than Sif Yud Zayin, which we're going to learn in a moment. Sif Yud Zayin del Kanei, because the Kan ain hachono gemura, because you really haven't made any real hachon over here by piling up a large amount of dirt. You really intended it for your garden, and you didn't really specify that you're using it for whatever you want. Kivan shikara bolitzorik inosu. That's why you brought it in for your garden. So we don't allow you lichatchila to use it for anything else, according to this machmir opinion. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes. He says v'yesh lahachmir kisvarizu. Lichatchila, one should follow this opinion and shouldn't shech lichatchila based upon this dirt. The issue footnote number 80 brings down. If, however, you brought it in and said, I reserve the right to do with it whatever I want, so then the Kafa Chaim writes, then you could use this lechatchila, Kafa Chaim says. However, even if you didn't specify specifically, if you're not going to have any food, if you don't have flations over here, you're not going to have good food for yontif, so then he says you can rely upon the earlier first opinion, since you have a large amount of dirt here, and you could argue, like the first opinion, that it's daito olav l'chol mashi yitztarech, you want to use it for kisui adam, even l'chatchila, you'd be allowed to do so if it's going to be moneya yosimchas yontif. That's Sif Tes Zayin. The parallel to this is Sif Yud Zayin, which is more meiko, because as we'll see, the person's bringing in the dirt, not specifically for his garden, he's just bringing in dirt to his house. So he says, Machnis odom eloku poso offer lebayis, bestam. If a person brings in even a small box, not a large tzibur, not a large pile, but he brings in just a small box, meloku poso, but he brings it into the house, bestam, without specifying what the purpose was. Osabo kol tzorko. This person is allowed to go and do with it whatever he wants. And the Ramah adds, we've learned this din, the ayin la'el and simin shin ches, sif lamin ches. We'll see in the moment the Mishnah Berurah tells us what the Ramah is referring to. And in this situation, v'lo amrinan, we don't say, the Mechaber says, shu batal agav karka bayis. We don't say it became nullified into the floor of the house. Their houses used to have dirt floors. And this little pile over here, this Maloku Paso doesn't become subordinate to the house, and since he brought it in Stam, you're allowed to do with it whatever you want. Now let's understand this. Mishnah Berurah says, in Siv Katan Pehei, Maloku Paso, Mayor of Yantiv. We're talking about you brought it in before Yantiv, so you were making it, so to say. Umaro Tzala Karka, and you poured it onto the Karka. And the Chofetz Chaim adds over here in the Bir Aloch, Lira Maskul Machlis Odom, Hainu Bibol Yom. He tells us again that he did this on Erev Yantiv. And this is what the Ramah alludes to in Simin Shin Ches, Sif Lamed Ches. The biyom tov gufo stam ofor v'chol hu muktzah l'divrei hakol. Because if he brought it in on yontif, it's muktzah. Everybody says that. And even according to Rabbi Shimon, who we learned over there, it says that afilu b'shabbes the kind of log the bevadai ki Rabbi Shimon the muktzah shari. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, says muktzah shari, that's not dirt. Afilu hachi shayach legabi offer shem muktzah. Even Rabbi Shimon holds that dirt is muktzah. Sivkot and peivav, the Mishmur said b'stam. He brought it in without expressed purpose of saying what it was for. Wrote Shloma Shalochishev hedgel tzor gino el b'stam. He didn't bring it in for his garden. He brought it in stam. The chanalas we've already explained, and therefore he's allowed to use it. The Mishmur explains Sivkot and peizayin. What the Ramah says, va'ein le'el in simin shin chesu chulei. What did he say over there? Rotz lomar. Shemavu Hashem, we learned there in Hilchos Shabbos, the mutter af l'chasus botsoa. There when you have a pile of dirt and you need to cover up dirt excrement with this dirt, you'd be allowed to. Af the ev shahoy lomar, you might have been able to say, you might have thought to say, the kavanah soloyo elu lover shatashmishu todir vadai. Avololazet. You might have thought that he's only bringing it in for something that he's definitely going to need it for. With a baby, the diaper, the dirt on the floor, the excrement, you're not sure you're going to have it. The ev shahoy lomar, yes, atinok tzrochel babayis. Maybe the child won't go to the bathroom in the house. And only in the situation where he brings it to the house stam that we say doz amrina, we can hold the daitel chol mashiyit tzorich. In this situation, it's for whatever you want to do with it. But if he brought it in for a specific purpose, for example, kigon shechniso lechasos bodam of shedaitel shokht biyontiv, you would say over here that if he brought it in for the specific purposes of kisui adam, then also lechasos botso, then you can't go and cover up the tzor with this dirt. However, the Yesh Mekila Gamazet, there are lenient opinions even in this regard as well. Now, the Mechaber then said, we don't say that the dirt is batel agav karka bayis. The Mishmur in Sivkot Peches says, Mishum miyuta, because there's such a small amount of dirt over here, ukmo besif hakodem. And in this situation, we don't say that it's batel to the house. You might have thought it should be, but it's not. Since it's such a small amount, it doesn't automatically become subordinate to the house. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'hu sheyichid lo keren zovis. Even in this situation, it only is allowed to be used, even though you brought it in stam, you must have put it into a specific corner. Sheyichid lo keren zovis. Because in this situation, the kivan shelo shetocho, since you didn't spread it out, but you piled it up into one corner, it's clear the litzarcho boiled that you're reserving to use it for what you would like to use it for. The Mishabur says in Sivkot and Peites, the Gam Tzarech Lizor, you also have to be careful, Li Tomimenu Bishava, to take it out evenly, the Lo Lasos Guma. And not when you take it out, to make a hole in it, because then you'd have a problem, that you made a Guma. Or, oh, the Mayrishu Tichu Acharbe, or if it's very, very loose, so when you take it out, the hole will refill. The Tekev Kishino Telachol, when you take out the dirt, no Felatocha Guma Besotma. The rest of the dirt falls into it, and it fills it up, so there is no hole over there, like we discussed in yesterday's shir. Sivkot and Tzadi, the Kiva and Shalosh Tochov Chule, since you brought it in and put it into a corner and you didn't spread it out, it's obvious that you want a reserve to use it for what purposes you'd like. And he tells us again, Ayin Le'el and Simon Shin Ches in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Kuf Mem Dalet over there, where we said, Dim Shetochov, if you did spread it out, then Nisbatel Agav Karka Bayis, then it does become subordinate to the house. When you have a small pile, so then it's not subordinate, as we just said. But if you spread it out on the floor of the house, so then afilu im hichniso beferish litzrochav, then it becomes batel, even if you brought it in with the purpose of using it for whatever purpose you would like. Now, the issue footnote number 82 brings down a very important discussion. What about nowadays? We don't have dirt floors. So he says, v'imshtocho agabi ritz basavonim. If you put it on a stone floor, or eitz shabayis, or on a wood floor. So the Bir Halacha in Simin Shinches taught us, in the name of Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the name of the Neziras Shimshon, she'eno batel. In that situation, it doesn't become batel, or mutu l'shtamishbo. Even if you spread it out, it doesn't become part of the dirt. It doesn't become subordinate to it, because there is no dirt over here. It's a stone floor or a wood floor. However, v'tomo alav, he's surprised at this, shekivon she'tamshu muktzah, humachmas she'batel l'karka bayis, kishenosno l'medras ha'raglayim. He says, even on a stone floor or on a wood floor, you're putting it there and it's going to be stepped on. It becomes subordinate, so to say, to being stepped upon. So therefore, imkein, ma'ali imshofcho agabi karka, or ma'ali imshofcho agabi ritzvah savonim. What difference does it make what the type of floor it is? The fact that you're stepping on it is the critical thing, and that should make it subordinate. And he adds, Shemiloshen HaShulchan Aruch Etzleinu, from our Shulchan Aruch over here, Muchach Tzas Shelo Kimo HaNezira Shimshon. He says that the Nezira Shimshon is incorrect, because look at our language carefully. Shishima Shekosav, it says over here, the Kivan Shelo Shetocho, he didn't spread it out. That implies, Muchach HaMilso, the Lutzarcho Boyele, that he's using it over here specifically because he didn't spread it out. Mashma, Shebechol Ofen Sheshetocho Wasser, that it implies that if you did spread it out, so then you are going to be subordinate, no matter what type of floor it is. And he furthermore adds, Sha'af lefi divrei ha'Nazir Shimshon, even according to the Nazir Shimshon, en hadvar amurim, we don't say like the Nazir Shimshon, elo kishechniso lebayis leiza tashmish v'yachakak shtocho. Even according to the Nazir Shimshon, if you brought it into the house, you have to bring it into the house for a specific purpose, and only afterwards did you spread it out. If you brought it in to spread it out in the house, even on any type of a floor, you're not allowed to move it. How did it lose its mukza status? Because stam dirt is mukza, even if you put it onto a stone or wood floor. It's a very important dirshu footnote over here. The Mechaber then tells us, but if it is loose dirt, but if it's loose dirt, then you'd be allowed to go and cover up the dam. You can do kisuya dam. What exactly does this mean? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Tzadi Aleph explains, the imlochein, if it's hard dirt over here, hello tzorach kitish v'yoser. So we're only saying this kula when you're dealing with loose dirt. And then when you brought it in stam and you miyachid a corner for it, then it's perfectly good. But if it's hard dirt, then it's no good because you'd have to crumble it and that would be yoser. If we're talking about a situation where you haven't yet shechted, if you haven't yet shechted, it has to be loose, so loose, that it will collapse on itself and it won't make a hole. Or you pull off a little bit from the top and it won't make a hole because there's still plenty of dirt left there. Like there's a pile over here and you just take off the top part so there's no hole that you're creating, as we've already explained. Because if you're going to create a hole, the imlo cane also lechatchila al kaponim lishchot al gazeh, then you shouldn't go shecht lechatchila based upon this, because you're going to have to make a hole. Ukimrulamala, as we've already explained. Finally, the katsu achronim, the achronim add on over here, and they say the asiras guma shayach afilu bekarka tolush, that we see that this din that you're not allowed to make a hole over here even applies to dirt that has been detached from the ground. Because here the dirt that we're talking about has already been uprooted from the ground and dug up. And even if you put it into some sort of a keli, and you put this dirt into a utensil, the din of a guma still applies. Therefore, you're not allowed to go and put some sort of a lamp into dirt. Because if the dirt is hard, it may offer kosher kitzas. If the dirt is a little bit hard, it's not loose dirt. If it's loose dirt, you can put it in there. But if it's hard dirt, when you put in this lamp into the dirt to hold it in its place, it's going to make a hole. Because if it was loose dirt, the surrounding area will fill in and it's not a problem. That's not a permanent hole that you're making because it will be filled in as soon as you pull it out. However, to take out the candle from this type of dirt, even though that will make a hole when you pull out the candle, less lumba. That's not a concern because that's not your intention over here to make the hole. You're just intending to take out the candle. The issue footnote number 83 does bring down, if you go and dig a hole in a place where you can plant, so then you'd also be chayav bishul choresh. That would be plowing. And if you're doing this in a house, which is of course not something you can grow plants inside your house on your dirt floor, there's no sunlight, then the problem is bona. Why can't you do this in a kli? What's the problem of making a hole in this kli that you have the dirt in? So the chayyadim brings down, that's also a tolda of bona. With this we conclude today's shir.